Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. I want to welcome you to a fresh episode of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. This is a time where you can re-energize your soul with vitamin faith. Faith is a vitamin for our soul because we need that time with God to remember His promises. So you'll get a promise from God's scripture to help lift your soul to stress less. And we're going to pair it with a soul care tip, a practical way that you can lower stress and re-energize, a boost to your mood based on scientific tips and the way God created our bodies. And then we'll send you off with a calming prayer to lift your spirits.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So one of the things that has been reported this past year is a phenomena that's happening in the workplace called quiet quitting. A Gallup poll had taken a survey, and out of the people that responded, 50% have indicated that they're just not engaged. They're exhausted and weary. And so I wanted to talk about what we can do to help those of us who are experiencing spiritual burnout. You know, because it's all related, our emotional, physical well-being is related and connected to our spiritual lives as well. We are feeling the way Elijah may have felt, the prophet Elijah, when, you know, he did his best. The prophets of Baal, you know, there was a challenge, and he had even sent fire from heaven. And you'd think at that point, after winning that battle, that Elijah would just be on cloud nine. But instead, that is when Elijah ran away. He just flat out quit. He said, I am no better than my ancestors. It's another way of saying, you know, life just doesn't seem to change. No matter how hard we try, we may feel the way Elijah did. Gosh, we try our best. We're not giving up. We're doing our best in different areas of our lives. And yet it feels like the pressures don't let up. So today, this episode will help reinvigorate your soul with God's promise, because God knows when we feel weary and He wants to lift us up. Well, who do you know is feeling that sense of pressure or burnout as well? I want you to invite your friends to this podcast. Spread the word. Thank you for those of you who have posted a rating and a review for Breathe. It really helps get the word out. And so I just really want to thank you for posting those reviews. I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Subscribe to my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And I'll send you a weekly devotional with a link to the scientific tips that you receive on this podcast. So one of the things that starts to happen as a sign of burnout is that you just start to feel like unmotivated. Just like the prophet Elijah, as I was saying, you know, he just ran away because things got worse. Jezebel, she put a hit out on his life. So sometimes we feel like we're doing the right things, and yes, our problems seem to be getting worse. It doesn't mean that your faith is weak. It doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing. So first, right off the bat, I just really want to reassure you, whatever it is that you are working hard at being faithful in, if it's your family, working on your finances, relationships, parenting, or in your work, or even job seeking, know that God sees and understands the weariness and the frustration. And it doesn't mean that you're missing out on something you're doing or you're doing something wrong. I think that's one cause of emotional stress that affects our spiritual lives, because we feel like, why isn't God improving our situation? Is there something wrong that I'm doing? And so we question and we doubt even our own faith, how strong it is. So I want to just lift you up. Instead of being harder on yourself, be more patient and kind and gentle with yourself. We all need God's TLC. A lot of times we burn ourselves out trying to serve God or feel like we have to push ourselves to do more rather than taking care of ourselves the way God would want. If He were here in person with us today, somehow we've learned that we deserve rest only after we've solved our problems or after we're no longer struggling, but it's the opposite. What we need is God's TLC, His tender, loving care. So I want to share this story with you because we find ourselves like Elisha. He had done everything he knew what to do, and yet stress broke his spirit. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, Elijah said, "I've had enough, Lord, take my life. Take my life." Oh my goodness, you would wonder, what would God's response be to him? Well, God did not lecture him. God did not tell him to get it together and just keep going. God did not question him. Instead, in that place of despair, Elijah woke up to find fresh bread baking on hot stones, water left just for him in a jar. It was beautiful care expressed through handmade touches. So I just want to ask you, when you feel stressed and pressured, what do you find yourself doing in response to those moments you feel stressed? Are you more critical of yourself? Or do you respond by doing something kind, doing something nourishing for your emotions, our body? That's my first question for you today. We see that not only did God provide fresh bread and water, God sent an angel to touch him. Elijah was so exhausted, God had to send the angel a second time to touch him. And in scripture, when something's repeated twice, it's as if God is just highlighting it for us. Right then and there, I want to point out these are three types of ways that you can help nourish your emotions and your body when you're feeling burnt out. Rather than, you know, being hard on yourself when you're feeling weary in whatever it is that you're being faithful to do and take care of, and it might seem like the problem's getting worse. One, do you need to eat better? More nutritious meal that you can enjoy? Warm bread. Oh my, I love sourdough bread. What's the bread that you enjoy? I love even being able to pop it in the oven, taking a few minutes before dinner to warm that bread in the oven. Or is it being hydrated? Something as simple as drinking water more. A lot of times when we're stressed, we don't realize our body actually gets more stress. It kicks it into a stressed out mode and puts our body in the fight flight mode. And dehydration does that. And it can spike our anxiety and stress on our body. So drinking water, something so simple, but it's so difficult when we're stressed. Third is that touch. A friend's touch. Do you need a friend's touch in this moment? When was the last time that you have really taken time out to just relax with a friend and have time spent chatting with a friend, sharing coffee or a meal? This is a social wellness that is so important, and not just once, but time again. A third aspect that we see is that the angel said to Elijah, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. How are you doing? Is the journey just too much for you? Well, it's interesting that the angel sent by God validated this emotion, this feeling that we're overwhelmed and that it's just too much for you. If you're feeling that way right now, I just want you to know that you have permission to stop and rest for the journey. You need the emotional support. You need the emotional safety and understanding. This is so important. Where in your life are you finding that emotional safety? Who has been that emotional safety for you? You know, God could have just not sent an angel to say that, but yet we need those words. Words are so important. Encouragement is so important. Is that maybe the TLC you're needing, is encouragement? A lot of times we focus on that moment when Elijah hears God's voice in the mountain. You know, there's that beautiful passage where, you know, God is whispering to Elijah. And we often love talking about this scene, you know, when God tells Elijah, go stand on the mountain and the Lord is about to pass you by. It's about to pass by. There was a great and powerful wind that tore the mountains apart and blasted the rocks. And yet God was not in the wind. And there was an earthquake, but we know that God was not in the earthquake. What does the scripture say? It says, after the earthquake came a fire, yet God was not in the fire. And it was only after the fire came a gentle whisper. And it was in that whisper that Elijah heard God whisper to him. It was his presence. So I want to share that it was only 40 days of receiving the physical rest, you know, the warm bread and the water and just sleeping. That's all Elijah did. It was resting for 40 days. And that 40 days just signifies, symbolizes a long period of time, a perfect period of time that is needed. It is an extended period of time. So I just want to reassure you that whatever, however long it takes for you to breathe again, to find your breath again, and to do what energizes and provides you that rest and safety, that time, you're worthy of it. And so prioritize taking better care of yourself. In this month of October, I just really want to encourage you to do the things that help you to rest and refresh and relax. And sometimes even just knowing that you're not the only one. I talked about the quiet quitting earlier, but to know you're not the only one, that helps. Well, I want to just invite you to pray right now by just imagining God. And in fact, Jesus himself is with you. You know, when Jesus was tested, even during the wilderness for 40 days, it says the angels ministered to him and helped him. And so I just really want you to picture, what area are you needing Jesus to just lift you up? Galatians 6:9 says, and this is our power verse for today, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, with every opportunity, let us do good to everyone. Now, today, the good that I want to provide for you is the permission to rest, just like Elijah did. God did not send him back to work. In fact, it was 40 days of rest and then another 40 days up in the mountains to listen to God, that Elijah was asked and directed then to go a different way. I want to end the time we have to pause here and think about where God may be directing you to move next. For some of you listening, you've had that time, a period of rest and safety, and maybe God is now asking you to arise and to move forward to a new destination. God did not send Elijah back to where Jezebel lived. In fact, he sent him to a new place. We're going to talk about that next time, where Elijah was sent next and how we can learn to stress less in this next scene where Elijah finds himself. So I want to ask you, where is it God may be moving you next? And it's going to be different from where you've been before. Sometimes when we're stressed, we wish we could just go back to the way we were, go back to the way life was. And yet God says, I have something new for you. And so what is that? Will you give yourself permission to change your mind, even perhaps change your direction and even withdraw or say no or let go of something? That's what we covered in our previous episode of letting go and saying no. That's in episode 41. So I just really want to encourage you, do not be weary. Keep heading towards where God is directing your path, towards goodness. Towards goodness. It says towards good. Let us not be weary in doing good. Towards goodness. Well, today our soul care tip comes to us from these four different areas. Do you need physical touch, sleep, eating better, physical rest, emotional rest, or spiritual encouragement? What is that for you? You know, it's interesting that the soul care tip for today is about imagining where it is that would give you this place of rest. Studies show that when we are using our imagination to return to a happy place, it's a place of safety. Even imagining that place will bring your body to restore rest, to lower anxiety, and to start releasing serotonin and to be able to start calming your system. So where is that place for you that brings you to a place of rest? And I would encourage you to cook something nutritious for you this week. If it's a warm meal, that's what you're needing, or to savor a cup of tea with a friend. Studies show that resilience is built when you are able to express the honesty of how you're feeling and not just what you're doing. Or maybe you just need to rest. You need that sleep. You need that physical rest. Well, I want to pray for us. Dear God, thank you so much that you understand when the journey is too great for us. You understand when we are just too tired and we need your touch. Lord, will you take care of us? Take care of each person that is here right now listening and give her the courage to rest. Thank you for always staying with us, always loving us unconditionally. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, invite you to drop by and post a rating for this podcast wherever you're listening, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Share a rating. It helps this so much to get the word out. And share this podcast with a friend who needs that lift. I want to invite you to sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe, and I'll send you my newsletter with the devotional and the soul care tip. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Bonnie Gray, and I'll be able to cheer you on during the week with some wonderful posts and prayerful videos. Remember, you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.